Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at St. James Westminster for the third Sunday of Easter. Our service of the Word is being led this morning by myself, Hannah Scorer, and our rector, Keith Nethery. Music, performances by Victoria Piovesen, Katie Clark, Jack Sizlin, Paul Grambo, Shen Jones on clarinet, all led by Stephen Hollowitz, our musical director, and as ever, we are joined by John Gardy, our sound engineer. Please check out our new website as well as our Sunday school videos. They are on the website and they are also on our Facebook page. And now I would invite you to take a deep breath, center yourself, and prepare yourselves for worship.
Strain of triumphant gladness, God hath ransomed Israel into joy from sadness, loosed from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters, led them on poisoned fruit through the Red Sea waters. Now the Queen of Seasons bright, with a day of splendor, with a royal feast of feasts, comes its joy to
God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one, and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel this morning is taken from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of boiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I think as we look back 2,000 years, we forget just what kind of an upheaval that the disciples' world has just gone through. We're seeing the understanding of new community, of a huge change in the way things were done amongst believers. Imagine just how different it would be if suddenly everything you knew as far as structure went was changed. Well, that's what they were dealing with. Before Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, the disciples were followers. But it has been made clear to us that they really didn't understand what was going on. They were attracted to Jesus. They saw him as an earthly leader. They saw in him an opportunity for a minor shuffle of things. But they obviously were not prepared for the events that happened. All of a sudden, there are people who are interested in following. All of a sudden, as they told the story, people were willing to listen. So we hear from the Acts of the Apostles today, Peter making space for everyone in their community. "You guys got it wrong. We told you this Jesus was somebody special. And we've now seen, after you turned him over to Pilate, after you asked for him to be crucified, after you chose to have a common criminal released and Jesus crucified, after all that, and with God, everything has changed. Completely, totally. And you're welcome in this new community." That's quite a change. The Gospel from Luke, which comes right after the story of the road to Emmaus, which folks from St. James have a special place in their heart, because as I stand here and look to my east, there's a 45 or 50 foot high window of the road to Emmaus story. So this is what happens next after the two were walking along and Jesus journeyed with them and they didn't know who he was. And they came to a town and said to Jesus, "Why don't you stay with us?" And he did, and taught them what his death, resurrection, and ascension meant once they had an opportunity to have their eyes open to see who he was. So the next story then is, while they're together, Jesus comes and stands in their midst. There's some interesting touch points, literally, in this story. Luke goes out of his way to make sure that people know that this was not a spirit, not a ghost. This was the physical Jesus having returned. He was able to eat. They were able to touch him. And again, they opened their minds to understand what he said about the scriptures. To understand all that had happened. And just after what we read in the gospel, we have the story of Jesus' ascension. Again, everything has changed. Jesus was alive, then he was dead, then he was in a tomb, then they had this moment of, is it possible? Then he was alive, then he appeared to them several times, and then he disappears again and sends the Spirit. Such a dramatic revolution, a dramatic change in the understanding of the way the world worked. We don't stop to think about just how different it was. We don't stop to think about how different it was when the East and West divided in the church in the 11th century. We don't stop to think about how incredibly different it was during the time of the Reformation, as things that had been in a certain way for so long were being radically and quickly changed. People were standing up, calling for deep change in the way we understand church. I'm currently reading a book by Tony and Bart Campolo. Tony is a longtime evangelical pastor, teacher, university professor, and his son Bart followed in his footsteps. Tony remains deeply committed to faith, and Bart is now a secular chaplain, having said he no longer believes in God. And the book tells us of this incredible divide, yet this incredible coming together. Because of decisions made, there is a parting of the ways. But because of love that has been since the day Bart was conceived, there is this staying together. And it's fascinating to read the words of a father and a son who believe in the call to love, but now have different thoughts and ideas and understandings as how you come to that love. That's the way of this world. We're constantly called to find our way through new things and new understandings. And you know, I think we're going to go through another one of these when the pandemic is finally under control. Because fundamentally, the way we do church and the way we believe has changed. We may not know it yet, but it has changed. If you had told me 2 years ago that we would go for over a year and most of the time, A, we would not be in church, and B, we would not be receiving Eucharist, I would have said it can't happen in an Anglican church, but it has. We were just beginning to play around the edges of what we do with the internet and online services and things like that, because our model of church has always been you come and sit in the pews. That's how we do things. That's not going to be the way it is going forward. We have anecdotal evidence to indicate that many of you who are listening today or have listened other Sundays have never been in St. James Westminster. You have perhaps heard this from another source. Perhaps a friend has said, hey, we were listening to this church. You would have no idea if you walked down the street and walked past Hannah and I, because you wouldn't know us and we wouldn't know you. And so already this format is probably going to continue when we go back to normal. But this isn't our normal format. But we're going to have to adapt. We're going to have to do things differently because of our experience, because of our love, because of our community. And our community is growing and changing. And some days we would just like to say, can we stop changing? Can we just go back to the way it was? Well, certainly the disciples couldn't. That wasn't a possibility. And neither can we. God is calling us in new ways, as God always has. We can see in the Old Testament stories of God calling people over and over and over again, of communities being formed, and by human decisions, communities falling apart. And finally, we came to the point where God chose to enter into this world as a human being, as Jesus Christ, to change this world. And we've been going around in circles ever since, trying to keep up, trying to follow all the changes. At the same time, trying to cling to the traditions and those things that are so comfortable to us. I mean, none of us could possibly have imagined an Easter Sunday without a glorious worship service in the church. That's what we do. I was here Easter Sunday morning. I was the only one that was here. For many Sunday mornings in the last year, I've been the only one in this building. Because God is calling us in a different way because of things that have happened in the human community. We'll never know why there's a virus. We'll never know why there's a pandemic or any of those kind of things. What we do know is that God calls us to love. And in this pandemic, those around us have been challenged as we have. And we are all hurting. And people have reached out to us online, on the street. People have hung together in community, have come together via Zoom to talk, to be in relationship. And that's the constant in all of this. God's relationship with God's people. Peter stood up and said, Jesus has changed the world. That's the message from today's reading in Acts. Jesus came to the disciples and broke bread with them, ate fish with them, gave the Spirit to them, and changed the model completely and said, go forward and love. Go forward and make new community. So in 2021, we'll have to go forward in love. We'll have to go forward with change. We'll have to go forward making new community. Amen.
Thank you.
I would invite you to join me now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together with confidence to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. O Lord, guard and direct your church in the way of unity, service, and praise. Lord, hear our prayer. Give to all nations an awareness of the unity of the human family. Lord, hear our prayer. Cleanse our hearts of prejudice and selfishness and inspire us to hunger and thirst for what is right. Lord, hear our prayer. Teach us to use your creation for your greater praise, that all may share the good things you provide. Lord, hear our prayer. Strengthen all who give their energy or skill for the healing of those who are sick in body or in mind. Lord, hear our prayer. Set free all who are bound by fear and despair. Lord, hear our prayer. Grant a peaceful end, an eternal rest to all who are dying, and your comfort to those who mourn. Lord, hear our prayer. Now, gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
Let us now go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.